The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Independent Alliance councillor in Kerry, John O'Donoghue, has called for Kerry Airport in Farnforth to be renamed after Daniel O'Connell. He cites the political giant as the Liberator as the most significant Kerry and Irish person of all time, no less. Well, the great-great-great-grandnephew of Daniel O'Connell, Maurice O'Connell, is with me now. Maurice, you're welcome to the show. How does that sound? Daniel O'Connell International Airport.
Fantastic. I flew through there. Good evening, by the way, Kieran. I flew through there this morning, and it's the friendliest airport you could possibly imagine. There are lovely people down there, and it would be a great tribute to Dan on this 250th anniversary of his birth to do that. I'm conscious that Belfast has George Best Airport, and nobody ever calls it George Best Airport, but it is part of the branding of the airport, and people would still call Kerry Airport Farnforth or Kerry International Airport, as I like to tell everyone it is, and to call it Daniel O'Connell Airport would be fantastic.
And do you suspect there'd be much support for that locally? A lot of people would be behind it?
There will be, and there's lots of competing ideas, including naming it Fungi Airport. So who knows what will happen. But Kerry is the only place where there's not a significant monument or street named for Daniel O'Connell. I mean, Dublin's got the O'Connell Street, O'Connell Bridge, the Limerick, Ennis, they've all got a lot of O'Connell about them. But Kerry, which is where he was from, should be included in that.
That's interesting, Maurice. So it is. I wouldn't say he's forgotten in his home county, but certainly not the acknowledgement in the public space that he gets elsewhere.
Exactly. And an airport is exactly the right place for it, because he had such an impact internationally, not only in Ireland, but internationally. And I don't know, we make the Liberator Irish Whiskey, which is named in his honour, and I sell that around the world. And wherever I go, I can usually make some sort of connection to Dan's influence. So in the US, they all know Frederick Douglass, who was a slave who, while he was a slave, used to hear his master cursing Daniel O'Connell. He came to Dublin, coincidentally, 180 years ago this year, and met Daniel O'Connell, was so impressed by Dan's anti-slavery campaigning that he used to call himself the Black O'Connell. And all the Americans know him, or Frederick Douglass, and can make that connection. We were out in Mumbai at a trade show just before Christmas, and I was able to talk about Gandhi and how Gandhi acknowledged Daniel O'Connell's influence. We were in Belgium recently, where we launched our whiskey, and I was able to tell them that in 1830, when Belgium got its independence from the Netherlands, they decided they wanted to have a constitutional monarchy. They wanted to vote for their king, and members of the Belgian cabinet, because Daniel O'Connell was so famous throughout Europe, members of the Belgian cabinet came to Derrynane to ask Dan if he'd allow his name to be put forward to be voted for as King of Belgium. I mean, that is extraordinary. We forget his influence at this stage.
Well, that's funny you say we forget his influence, because it's a great story to be able to wrap around the whiskey brand to sell to people in the States. But listen,
it keeps on giving.
It is a great story. But if they're not partaking in whiskey, if they're not even particularly interested in history, I guess at least by having the name over the front door, it might just cause a few people walking through that door, be they US visitors or others, to Google Daniel O'Connell or look him up or read about him and learn about him.
Absolutely. And if we can do that, that would be a great improvement, I think.
So the 250th anniversary of his birth, you mentioned, is this year, August, I think.
August the 8th, yeah.
I mean, these things often take a bit of time. It'd be great if they could get it done by August, wouldn't it?
Well, we've got 4 years of Daniel O'Connell's, of 250, of Daniel O'Connell anniversaries. So there's Frederick, his meeting with Frederick Douglass in I think September. There's leading up to the 200th anniversary of Catholic emancipation, for which he's known as the Liberator. in 2029. So that was his prime political time. And so there's a number of anniversaries over the next few years to take in.
If the good people in Kerry, the decision makers on this front, miss the first anniversary, don't worry. There's another one around the corner. So they'll be able to pin it to that one. Maurice, listen, great to talk to you. And thanks a million for taking the few minutes to chat to us. Maurice O'Connell, who's the great-great-great-grandnephew of Daniel O'Connell. He's the founder of the Liberator Whiskey as well, if people want to give it a look.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.